Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Beerenbaum Baum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Well, it's Christmas time again. Decorations are on by the fire. Everybody's singing. All the bells are ringing out, and it's Christmas.
And welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment, brought to you by the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network Live. I'm Dave Isaac, the host, alongside Joseph Erdo, Greg Isaac, and special guest Tricia Isaac.
Whoa.
Ooh.
What's that last name? There's too many Isaacs in here.
A lot of Isaacs.
What a weird last name.
Yeah, yeah. So that song was, I won't say what it's from, but it's Christmas All Over Again by Tom Petty. What do you think it's from, Dave?
It's from, it's from a lot of movies.
Yes.
One that stands out from when I was little is Home Alone 2, Back to New York.
Okay.
Where Macaulay Culkin got lost. Now he's just lost in drugs. But his brothers are good actors, though. And
but if we're talking dysfunctional families.
Oh, man, what's a dysfunctional family?
How about if you have to visit multiple families?
Oh, the with Vince Vaughn and Hattie Witherspoon.
Oh, I like that one.
That was good.
Four Christmases.
Yeah, that's right.
Vince Vaughn and Reese Witherspoon play a couple that struggles to visit all four of their divorced parents on Christmas Day. It's a great cast. Remember Robert Duvall, Sissy Spacek, John Voight, John Favreau, Mary Steenburgen. Steenburgen.
Let it out.
Tim McGraw, Dwight Yoakam, Kristen Chenoweth. They also star.
That was a good one.
Great Christmas movie.
Yeah.
And so, you know, again, in a few moments, we'll have on our special guest. Hold on just 1 second. 1 second, Eric. 1 second. And the phone number is 602-252-1480 if you want to give us any, if you want to call us and ask us some questions. Ask our special guest, life coach Mary Dubuque, about surviving family dysfunction during the holidays. But before that, I've got another clip, a soundbite from Third Rock from the Sun. And here's the second one, our second clip from Third Rock from the Sun. This one's all about family dysfunction.
I'm so sorry about everything.
What?
Oh, the tension, the fighting, the lumpy gravy.
Yeah.
You give and you give and you give until you just can't give anymore.
Same thing happens at my house.
This happens at your house?
Why should my house be any different than 99% of all the homes in America?
Yeah, I found out something pretty cool. You know how you try to make this a special day, but all the resentment I have for you came spewing out and we end up spending the whole day avoiding each other?
Yeah.
It's normal.
I was going to tell you the same thing. The screaming, the fighting, the exploding resentments. That's what Thanksgiving is.
So we did get it right.
Nailed it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see, so that's what I said. That's what Thanksgiving is. And by the way, who was that young actor?
Joseph Gordon-Levitt before he grew up. And I'll say this before our guest comes in. Yeah, before Don John, one of the greatest actors. But another great actor, John Lithgow, on there. Mm-hmm. One of the few actors that can just scare you to death in Dexter with, you know, being a serial killer. And
he was just on How I Met Your Mother as well.
And right, and then he goes and does the funny stuff. One of the best.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, great show. And again, we have on our special guest, Marie Dubuque. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, you guys. Great to be with you. That movie is hysterical, Cold Turkey. I can't wait to see it.
Yes, yes. So we're talking all about dysfunctional families during the holidays. And, you know, so again, we're giving out our phone number if anyone has any questions for Marie. 602-252-1480. Any funny stories about the holidays and the family dysfunction, 602-252-1480.
And hi, Marie. This is Dave Isaac, the host. A quick question. Well, first of all, before I ask you a question, you're a certified life coach?
Right, right.
Tell us what that is.
Oh, I talk to people mainly on YouTube.
Oh, on YouTube.
I'm basically a YouTube relationship coach, and I give people all kinds of ideas on how to get through the holidays, and that's a big one. People are freaked out. In fact, I've been getting a lot of questions about emotional blackmail during the holidays. And you know, when I saw the trailer for Cold Turkey, I thought, that's it. That's exactly how I should describe it.
So emotional blackmail, how would you describe what that is?
Well, I think families especially, they take the knife, maybe not the fork, but the knife, and really twist it because they know they've got you. They've got your number. They know what your sensitive spots are, like, oh, your job, or you don't have the Mr. Right hasn't come into your life, or you got to lose weight. Whatever it is that they know you're sensitive about, they could just dig in and they do it. And it gives them power. It feels they have control, and they feel like you're not going to get mad because it's family. So they get away with a lot.
So what is it about the holidays that evidently bring out the best and worst in people?
And worst. Yeah, I think it's just the gatherings, because everyone is supposed to be so happy, and they look at their lives and they realize they're not. There's something wrong. I mean, everybody's got some problem. I mean, we're not all, oh, just so happy and the holidays are here and we're all carefree. No, we've all got problems. And so I think you examine your problems more during the holidays and they get to you more because you think that everybody else is happy. And then you've got liquor and you've got this big family get together. And yeah, it's an explosion sometimes.
So what's interesting, it sounds like what you're saying is that there's certain expectations about the holidays, probably from the media, from traditional movies that say, hey, the perfect life. What was that? What was James Stewart?
It's a Wonderful Life.
Wonderful Life. So, you look at all these movies, and then people, start comparing their lives to where they think they should be, which creates misery, right?
Exactly. And Dave, I mean, come on. Do you love the holidays? I mean, you love the holidays because of all the movies, probably. But, I mean, there's got to be certain aspects. I mean, you can think of one, I'm sure, that you really don't like.
Well, earlier he was telling us about how someone took his parking space.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
He was trying to go Black Friday shopping and someone...
Well, it just created a challenge for me. So I got out, said, hey, that's my space, and they left. I got out of my car.
I did a video on that, on people. Oh, people are so mad, especially around the holidays, people cutting in line. I found that at the bank line because I feel like you're in the drive-thru and you've got the protection of your automobile, and so you feel bolder. Oh, mm-hmm. It drives me crazy. I can't even talk about it. I'm so mad.
You know, there's another dimension, I believe, in the holidays as well. Is you know, you just have traditional families, but these days you have blended families, people that have been divorced once, twice, they marry. And you may have kids from both sides, and you end up with four sets of families or more, maybe. That creates a whole different scenario, and that becomes a real challenge, doesn't it?
Oh, my gosh. And it's like, where do you go? And then these families get into arguments. Well, wait, you were here not 2 years ago. You need to come back. And why do you have to go to his family every single year? Oh, yeah. It's a lot of resentment and animosity. Sure.
Yeah, I had the it wasn't anything bad or not, but I was going to do Thanksgiving, and my second oldest daughter, who's delightful, by the way, wants to do Thanksgiving. And so I just, you know, rather than, you know, debate the issue, it's like, wait, it should be happy. It should be fun. It should be for the greater good. It was an easy choice. We're going to her house.
Well, that's a great argument, because I've heard from people saying, I don't want to have Thanksgiving for the fifth year in a row. Why can't someone else do it? So that's a nice problem, actually, to have.
Yeah, it really is. Now, how do you define dysfunction?
Oh, I think people maybe taking advantage of other people, to put it nicely. That's the nice way to put it. That's dysfunction. And not that everybody has to be super happy and you put on your fake smile. I'm not saying that. But when you try to take advantage of somebody because they're a family member and you try to attack them, which happens a lot, that's dysfunction, I really believe. That's really taking it too far. And that movie, oh, I can't wait to see it. The one line of the sister who says, you all make me think I'm crazy just so that you look more sane. I love that, because that's what people do. They attack other people. They gang up on them. It's almost like a license to bully in some families.
You know, that's a good choice of words, a bully. And you know, another concern I have, I think, is when, you know, adults act like kids and they have tantrums. And what type of role model are they for the little kids? I mean, so the chains continued. You know, they say, oh, this is how mommy or daddy does it, or my aunt or uncle. And they see adults acting like children, and even worse, you know, from an emotional standpoint, perhaps sort of, I don't know the legal term or the psychological term, but off their rocker, I'll say. But that's the sad part for the kids, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. And I think a lot of it has to do with the alcohol. I'm not sitting here saying, oh, we should all be teetotalers, but I think we're bored and we don't really want to be there, so we start drinking, and then that exacerbates the whole problem. So, yeah, and then you're right, and these kids see these drunk adults just going at each other. So I think limit it to one drink. And that's not just holiday gatherings with family members. I'm talking about work parties. There are still some work parties, and I see this time and time again. People, they get nervous, they start drinking, and it makes it worse, and all of a sudden they're out of a job. So, yeah, be really careful when there's kids around and when your boss is around.
Or not only out of a job at these Christmas work parties, but they might be out of a marriage, because sometimes things go too far with coworkers, and that's just sad. Right? That's the word I would use.
You know, I have a question for you real quick. I was divorced for a very long time before I just got remarried with Dave. But
congratulations.
Well, thank you. But I had two kids, and I got divorced when they were young. And with all of the problems that we had in our marriage and in our relationship, the one thing that we both committed to was that we wanted what was best for our kids. And so literally for 23 years, we celebrated the holidays together. my ex and I, and we just, you know, we'd sit on opposite side of the kids, and we didn't discuss any of our hot button issues, and we ended up enjoying spending our holidays, you know, and you know, his family still invites me to join them if I don't have other plans, and you know, and I really think that those things can work if people would just look at what's best for their kids versus what, you know, their little petty differences. And
Thank you. Yes. Oh, my gosh. I mean, that is such a mature attitude. I wish everybody had that, because you're not putting yourself and your little petty differences or whatever. I'm sure they're not petty, but people put their own differences ahead of their kids, and you put your kids first.
Well,
whatever problems you had with your ex, you put your kids first. That's great.
Well, you know, one of the things that was pointed out to me that I took to heart, because when I got divorced, my kids were very young. They were just 3 and 4. But was that your kids are part of each of you. They're half and half. That's how they see themselves. They're half their mom, they're half their dad. So if either one says something negative about the other or treats the other with disrespect, it's like you are doing that to your child. So
wow.
Whenever I felt like I was so angry with him or something, I would say, how would I respond to this if it was my child that did that? And that helped me to be able to stay sane. And to be able to get through it, you know. So what do you think?
Of course.
But what are some strategies that you think, not just in a divorce situation, but maybe in some of these dysfunctional family situations where there's siblings that have differing political views or whatever? What do you think people can do to try to help themselves to have more harmony during the holidays?
Big, fat, fake smile. That's what I say to everybody. I'm not kidding. Because that will put everybody at ease, and you put on your big smile, and they say something that really aggravates you. Okay, nod, smile, and make an excuse to get out of there. Because it doesn't matter if you look like a crazy lunatic. At least you're saving the situation, and you're not going to have a knockdown drag out with this person.
So basically, fake it till you make it.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. And I think people look at me like, no, I have to defend myself. I have to say something to this person. I can't let him talk to me like that. Oh, but yes, you can. Because what, like you said, look at the bigger picture. You're going to go home and you're going to maybe feel like, okay, I said what I wanted to say, but you disrupted the entire evening, the whole party, the whole holiday. Yeah, look at the big picture and realize what you're doing.
Right. Well, and I think that people might be afraid to share their holiday dysfunction. You know, maybe you don't have to use your real name. We're not going to hide your voice, so people will still know who you are. But you don't have to use your real name. Give us a call. We have a few more moments with Marie. It's 602-252-1480, 602-252-1480. You know, I was trying to think of some, like, dysfunctional family, you know, holiday things with me. I think most of mine have been just, like, with my animals, with my pets. I leave the pie on the stove or something, and then we go for a walk, and you know, everyone goes together, and then the dog goes up and knocks the pie down.
What about Frozen? Does Frozen and the dog go at it at all?
I have a pet duck named Frozen, and no, I don't have a dog anymore, but yeah, so maybe that...
Why, shot the dog for eating the pie?
Oh.
Yeah, well,
I have fish, do you have duck in your backyard?
No, in my house. He wears a diaper.
In your house?
Yes,
yeah.
He sleeps in my bed, yeah.
Real duck?
Yeah, yeah.
A real duck.
Joseph sleeps with a duck.
Oh, my God. Because I have fish, and it just got eaten by a mink, and I'm traumatized. Oh,
a mink?
Where do you get a mink?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, they're in our creek behind our house. I hate them.
Where do you live? Are you in Arizona?
No, I'm in St. Louis, and I'm telling you, I live near the city. It's not even, we might as well be in the country, though, because the mink, they come out and they take our koi and our catfish. It's horrible.
Oh, no.
It was so traumatic, yeah. People don't get it about their pets, and I did a video on that, too, because they're real losses, and people, they don't look at you like, oh, that's not a real loss, but it really is. And again, that happens around the holidays. If you have a loss, even what you think might be, oh, so minimal, a pet, but people don't get it, and they almost want to, sometimes they'll ridicule you for it. Why are you so upset? That's nothing. So what I say is, don't tell people who don't care anything about your personal information, because if they're going to make you feel worse, you don't want to tell them.
Very good. Yeah, very good
yeah,
tip.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm wondering, what do you think the ideal situation is? Because another thing that I thought of is, I used to always take on a lot of pressure. Ever since I was a little kid, I would want to cook this whole big meal all by myself for everyone. And it makes me so stressed out, and I would not enjoy Thanksgiving at all. And it would make me angry. I would start, you know, yelling and just very, you know, like very stressed and pressured. So what do you suggest people do? Should they, you know, put themselves in that situation and just grin and bear it? Or should they go to someone else's house? What's the ideal situation?
Well, I had the same comment from one of my viewers on YouTube, and she said, I'm tired of doing this. I do this every year. I'm stuck with it. And you start to resent people. So I told her, look, have a conversation with everybody in your family, your friends, and say, look, I would love to do this again, but I really feel like it's someone else's turn. So don't say, why don't you guys do it? Don't make it a character assassination. Say, look, I feel like I'm really busy this year, and I would like to take a break. And could somebody else do it? And maybe we'll do it as a potluck, and we'll all bring something to make it easier. But can someone else host it at their home? And you put it like that, people are like, oh, yeah, I want to help. I understand. So it's how you present it.
Yeah, very good. Okay, well, you know, it was we've learned a lot today from Marie Dubuque. We want you to share your YouTube with us. You know, how can listeners ask you, since they were too shy today to you know, go on the air? And
I get it. There's a lot I won't say. I mean, I know it's a very hot button issue when it comes to family and the holidays, so I get it. It's youtube.com/Marie Dubuque, MarieDubuque. And Dave, you've got the right idea. Go to your daughter and not have to worry about cleaning up.
That's what I was thinking, although I'll probably have to clean up. Okay.
No,
it'll be a lot of fun. And but thank you so much. I think this was very helpful to the listeners, not just describing what dysfunction is, but also describing healthy strategies, healthy relationships. After all, what Tricia said made total sense to me, as well as what you said, Marie, is that, you know, hey, your kids are precious. Treat them as that, because they don't like the bickering. They don't want to see this. And if you don't want your kid to grow up like... in a dysfunctional situation, then change. It's up to you.
Right. If only everybody were like Tricia, that would be, I mean, it would be such a better world. And these poor kids wouldn't be, I have to deal with all this stuff during the holidays.
Well, it's Dave and Tricia's first Thanksgiving together, so I'm sure that by the end of the night, it will turn out like a cold turkey situation. So,
Christmas. I love his kids, and I just go with the flow, so everything's going
to
be great.
It'll be fine, and I do eat cold turkey. I love it. So, anyway, Marie, we'd love to have you on again. We have other shows,
Absolutely.
And you'd be great on one of our psychology shows. So, we will get in contact with you.
You guys are so much fun.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you so much. You guys, happy holidays.
Let's see, Joseph.
Yeah, well, so that was great. And before we go to break, another dysfunctional family movie. You can't get more dysfunctional than The Royal Tenenbaums. Me and Julio Down by the Schoolyard by Paul Simon. An estranged family of former child prodigies reunites when one of their members announces that he has a terminal illness. Stars include Gene Hackman, Ben Stiller, Gwyneth Paltrow, Luke Wilson, Angelica Houston, Owen Wilson, and Bill Murray.
And I'll have a question that I'll say after the break, but it could involve a potentially new dysfunctional family. Two celebrity families get together with a wedding, sort of a surprise wedding. A hint, one of the families involves a dad that likes to talk to chairs at political events. We'll talk about that when we come back.
I think I got that one. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment, brought to you by the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network Live. We'll be right back.
See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Birenbaum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment, brought to you by the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network. Live in this segment, I want to talk, because it is brought to you by the North Mountain Brewing Company. And of course, we're there, Greg and Joseph, every second Thursday of the month from, what time? 3 to 5, I think it is. 3:30 to 5:30. Yeah, 3 to 5. And a lot of fun there. Definitely get down there because we really enjoy it. The food is phenomenal. 522 East Dunlap Avenue. What's your favorite?
Everything's great. I like the chicken sandwich.
Yeah. Amazing. And Joseph, what did you have last time?
I had not pot pie, shepherd's pie.
Wasn't that great? Yeah. Have you ever had shepherd's pie?
Yes, I love shepherd's pie.
Oh, you would
and
love it.
And I have never
this.
Had it at North Mountain.
We're
going
to go
company.
And 522 East Dunlap. Candy and Robert, have a good time there. Back to you, Joseph.
That song that brought us into the break is from the break is "I Got a Name" by Jim Croce. It's from the Ice Storm. Toby Maguire plays a young man who arrives home for the holidays and is greeted by a high level of tension. Katie Holmes, Christina Ricci, Elijah Wood, Sigourney Weaver, Joan Allen, and Kevin Kline also star. And of course, we're still talking about dysfunctional family holiday movies. I know that our guest is no longer with us, but we still have Dave Isaac who can shed some light on your issues. Give us a call, 602-252-1480.
And speaking of dysfunctional families, a couple different things. Today should go down as a national holiday, I think, because there's a very special birthday for this young woman who just is a fabulous entertainer, a great family person, just amazing. Kids love her everywhere. One Miley Cyrus. 21 years old today, so she will have her first drink. She's never had a drink before, so
Okay.
She'll finally have one.
I mean, really, what happened
I'm being sarcastic.
Her, I mean, she used to be like...
I loved Hannah Montana.
So did I,
actually. What happened to Lindsay Lohan? What happened to Amanda Bynes? What happened to any of them?
No, it's sort of sad.
Well, Amanda, though, has an actual issue, though, I think. Now, the thing with Miley, you know, I don't know. I don't really follow her too much, but 21 today, so a big step there. And I think she's still engaged to the Hemsworth brother from... No, she's not. They broke up.
Oh, Eric follows
us. Dating a much hotter chick.
Good for him. Yeah.
A South American woman.
Oh, very nice. Well, we'll have to hang out with the Hemsworth brother from the Hunger Games, of course.
But, someone said he looked like Chris, Trisha.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Pretty cool, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
If only Chris could afford an engagement ring like the one he gave to Miley. That was a beautiful cushion diamond.
Or Kobe to his wife.
All right. Oh, and Colby will be back soon. We'll talk about that on Breakthrough Sports. I love it. Go Lakers. But also, before the break, I mentioned, you know, two families. So this could turn into dysfunctionality because we know Clint Eastwood and his ability to talk to chairs. But it also may, you know, I haven't really seen many of his movies over the years. I'm not into Westerns. Mm-hmm. And some of the other ones, the boxing one with Hilary Swank, I didn't see. But I know that was a good movie.
Million Dollar Baby.
Excellent. Yeah. So he's a good filmmaker and all that.
El Torino was awesome. Too.
Yeah.
That was a good movie.
His young daughter, Francesca Eastwood, took the plunge this weekend in Las Vegas.
Ooh.
Married someone from the Feldsting family.
Who? Who are they?
Jordan Feldsting.
I don't know Jordan Feldsting.
Who is the brother of one 21 Jump Street Cup, Jonah Hill. Jonah Hill's real name is Feldsting, but it was changed, of course, being in Hollywood. So Jordan and Francesca are married. And we'll see the Eastwoods and the Feldstings together. Of course, their dad was an accountant for Guns N' Roses, Mr. Feldsting. So,
it'll
be a kind of interesting mix between the families.
That is Jonah Hill and Clint Eastwood. A little different.
Yeah.
Well, you never know. I mean, who knows,
some fun,
right?
Family events there.
Yes. Yeah.
And Francesca Eastwood was dating some photographer guy for a long time. And, I love him. He's the love of my life. But now married to... Jordan Feldstein.
Well, what does the Jordan guy do? Is he an actor, too?
I don't know.
that voice you did a few moments ago, wasn't that Sasha's voice again?
Which one?
Sasha.
Sasha?
Yeah, Eric's new girlfriend, Sasha.
Sasha.
But anyway.
Hi, Eric. How are you doing in there?
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's a unique combination. That's as weird as Arnie marrying the Shrivers, right?
Yeah, it's a different type of combo.
He's pretty moderate, actually.
I was going to say.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, let's talk about another new release. It opened yesterday. It's called Delivery Man. It's based on a movie that we reviewed earlier this year, a French film called Starbuck.
And speaking of Starbuck, I got a Quick Trip coffee this morning.
I want one. Is it organic?
No, this one isn't. I usually just drink organic coffee, but that's what I make at home. But I didn't have time this morning, so I decided stop in a QT. I like their coffee. And you can get this big 24-ouncer. It was only like $1.72.
Wow. That's
great
it?
Great deal. Yeah, compared to... I mean, I like Starbucks as well, but, you know, cost-wise.
What do you put in the coffee?
And it tastes good. Well, usually either nothing or a little of the non-dairy cream there. They don't have the healthiest stuff at QT around it, but I did add a little caramel, just a little bit.
Who are you calling cutie?
Yeah?
Oh. Yeah. Delivery Man, Vince Vaughn plays an affable underachiever who finds out that he has fathered 533 children through anonymous donations at a fertility clinic... Because I'm trying to avoid saying sperm bank.
Why? You 20 just
years
said it.
20 years ago. Now he must decide.
You know, B of A just bought that bank, though.
They did.
Yeah.
Great. Wow. Okay. You're going
to. You could actually go to the ATM now.
Are you doing some withdrawals?
Yeah.
No, I made a couple deposits.
I drove by to put my cash in. It ate my cash, but then it asks, you know, would you like to donate anything else? And then this little opening opens up and says, please insert.
Yikes. Okay, we talked about that with Bad Grandpa on Thursday.
I can't wait to see that.
Yes. Please insert. Now he must decide whether or not to come forward when 142 of them file a lawsuit to reveal his identity. So, again, Vince Vaughn plays the father of 533 kids.
Wow.
Well, you know, adults now, but they're of varying
ages.
What's
their family gathering look like?
Exactly. Oh. So they've got a huge gathering. And so remember I gave Starbuck a thumbs up. I thought that it was a great film, very heartwarming and touching. What did you think of this trailer? I know you were about to see this film.
Yeah, I didn't see it yet. Trailer looks funny, touching, with some meaning. It just depends how they develop the meaning. I like the premise, how it it's supposed to transform Vince Vaughn from someone that didn't have purpose, meaning in his life, to someone that did, and it looked like he was going around anonymously trying to help the kids he that didn't know he was the dad. Mm-hmm. So I think the potential's there. It just depends how it got developed.
Right. Now, I was going to say, this is kind of an unnecessary movie. You know, it's almost word for word, shot for shot remake of Starbuck.
Oh.
And, you know, except for insert, again, here we are, insert Vince Vaughn. And so the experience for me was a little bit deja vu-ish.
Ah.
You know, I felt like I...
Deja vu-ish.
That sounds like a friend of yours. Deja vu-ish.
Yeah.
But
Feldstein.
Yeah, it was even somewhat somewhat awkward because the actors are regurgitating lines that were written for other people. So it felt a little bit, you know, robotic at times. But, and there's the but, I'm giving it a thumbs up.
Yay.
Because Chris Pratt and Colby Smothers.
Well, yeah.
I mean,
Smothers. You'd like to smother.
Oh, the Smothers brothers.
You would love to smother Colby Smothers yeah. from How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
Along with everything else, a good intentioned sweetness and sentimentality are also carried over into this movie from Starbuck. Let's face it, Vince Vaughn is much more accessible to American audiences than some French flick, and so it's very much worth watching, if only to realize that we should all be so lucky to have families this big. Like you said, what does their family gatherings look like? You get to see it in this movie. Not a holiday family gathering,
right.
But they do go, you know, they have a little gathering in the park, and it is gigantic, and by the end of this movie, you're going to say, you know, why am I fighting when I only have a few people? And I've noticed this over the years with my own family. You know, I used to have like a lot of people come around the Thanksgiving table, a lot of people to call at Christmas, and now the phone doesn't ring because people are sadly passing away.
Whoa.
That's what happens over time. Your family gets smaller.
That's
unless
right.
Unless you go at it like rabbits, and then your family gets bigger. But the people that have always been there for you...
Ours gets bigger thanks to the second daughter, as they mentioned earlier.
Right.
Seven kids out of there.
So, but you know, you've got to treasure the people in your life, and we should all, you know, this is the theme. We should all be so lucky to have really big families to share all the experiences with, especially holidays like Thanksgiving.
Speaking of big, Chris Pratt gained 60 pounds to play the role of Brett.
Yeah, because
Vince Vaughn's buddy in the movie.
He plays a guy who really does not want to have. The kids
and the Dallas Buyer Club. Who's that guy? McConaughey or
Matthew
he lost like 50 pounds to play that part.
Yeah, we might talk about that on a future show.
That looks sort of interesting. That movie. It's out now.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was funny. Chris Pratt in that one with Anna Faris, who he's with in real life. But movie 43. They had their nice scene together. That was great. Going to the bathroom. But what was it? The other one with Anna Faris were with Chris Evans, Captain America.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and Chris Pratt plays one of her exes, and then it shows him how he used to be fat for the movie and how they had him look with his like triple chin and everything. Okay, that was great.
Yeah.
And now he had to go back to it.
Yeah. So, you know, great cast. So even if you've seen the original Starbuck,
That's what it's called.
What's your number? Yeah, yes. I was going to say, I don't think that sounded right. But definitely go out and see, you know, Delivery Man. So we've got three thumbs up on today's show, and I'll let you have a chance at the theme here in a second, Dave. But, you know, so go see Cold Turkey if you're in the mood for a Thanksgiving movie. If you're in the mood for a family film, then go and see Delivery Man. It's a kind of a toned-down Vince Vaughn. And then, of course, if you are a fan of The Hunger Games, then go see The Hunger Games. And if you're not a fan of The Hunger Games, then don't go see The Hunger Games.
See Twilight instead.
Yeah, and, of course, what else did I review?
You review.
And I'm sorry, A Breakthrough, Nebraska. You have to see that no matter who you are. Young, old, boy, girl, fan of Hunger Games or not a fan of Hunger Games.
No matter who you are, young, old, what if you're dead?
Then go see Hunger Games. I mean, Hunger Games. What? No, Nebraska as well. So, but what do you have to say about that theme, that we should all be so lucky to have families this big?
Well, I think huge families, when the members of the family value family life. So that's the key. Do they value it or do they not? Then it's a blessing if they do. Yet, if the family is made up of self-serving members, perhaps that may be quite a challenge, because a lot of families think of one thing, me, and they negotiate from that position. Their whole criteria on decision-making is based on that. me mentality. So the question is, what does it mean to be a family member? Just like, what does it mean to be a friend? Just like, what does it mean to be a spouse? And if people start thinking about that, they might change their criteria. It shouldn't be about me. It should be about them, and how you can serve others. So, you know, so how you define being a family member is very, very critical to really making the proper decisions, mature decisions, and to create family unity.
That's excellent. That's excellent. And imagine if you had this many people to cook for Thanksgiving. That's stress.
533
family members.
You cater it. Mm.
Yes.
At 14 restaurants in Little Italy.
And that doesn't even, that's just the kids. That doesn't even include the extended family.
Oh, when they have grandkids, that'd be really amazing.
They probably have to have, you know, fathers, adoptive fathers and everything. That is a lot of different Thanksgiving.
Wow, how many grandkids
people?
You have? 2,048.
Wow.
All under three.
That's outstanding. So,
what's really cool this year, too, is that Hanukkah starts at the same time as Thanksgiving. Yeah. Hello.
That's sort of cool, right?
Yeah,
that's
I love the holiday.
Cool. Easter's and the Feinsteins or whatever were making me think of that. I thought, wow, that would be cool.
What do you call them, the Feinsteins?
Feinstein? What was
Feldstein.
It?
Feldstein.
Feldstein.
What's a Feinstein? That sounds
Feinstein.
Like a mink.
Now Jonah Hill is not going to allow me to have my cameo in 22 Jump Street.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jonah.
Did you see the great thing on YouTube with Channing Tatum?
Oh,
that was hilarious. Yeah, they're ready to roll. They've been shooting that for
a while.
I like
Jonah Hill.
I can't wait for that.
Yeah. He's a very good actor, by the way.
He is. He's a great actor.
He's not just a funny actor. Yeah, he's going to be a really continue, I think.
Oh, yeah, he'll be around a while.
So taking us into our break, and you know, so we've got some exciting Black Friday stuff coming up in our next break, and of course our Dave's Random Enlightenments of the Week, all about Dave's dysfunctional family holiday
prior
gathering.
Prior to me.
Running with Scissors, this song is from Teach Your Children, Crosby, Stills, Nash
&
Young.
I love that song.
Joseph Cross plays the son of an alcoholic father, Alec Baldwin, and an unstable mother, Annette Bening, who is handed off to his mother's therapist, played by Brian Cox, and spends his adolescent years as a member of his bizarre extended family.
Listen to that. Teach your children well. That's what the theme is today. It shouldn't just be dysfunctional families. Teach your children well. This is Breakthrough Entertainment Live. We'll be right back.
The one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why. If they told you, you would cry. So just look at them and sigh.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offer in compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Birenbaum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633. Or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Don't tell me not to fly, I've simply got to. If someone takes a spill, it's me and not you. Don't bring around a cloud of terrain on my parade. Don't tell me not to live, just sit and putter. Life's canned in a sun.
And that is not Liza Minnelli, but this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live. Joseph, I love that song. Go ahead, sing it.
And beat my drum.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
And if I'm found out. Come on,
Frank
everyone.
Sinatra.
Oh, where's your boom, boom, boom?
Oh, yeah.
Sir,
boom, boom, boom,
in case I didn't make it. That,
oh,
sir.
Yeah.
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 I did make it.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh.
Anyway, that song, among from many other things and being very appropriate today because it's raining, is from a very dysfunctional family movie, American Beauty. Don't Rain on My Parade, Bobby Darin. Kevin Spacey plays a depressed suburban father who, in a midlife crisis, decides to turn his hectic life around after developing an infatuation with his daughter's attractive friend, Mina Savari. Annette Bening, Thora Birch, Wes Bentley, and Chris Cooper also star. I would love to see that that family. I know that some things happen at the end of it that we don't want to spoil in case you haven't seen it, but I would love to see that family around the holidays. That would be hilarious.
American Family?
What?
I like the Family Guy, by the way.
The Family Guy?
Family Guy. I really do.
Family Guy
like
is
they just made a joke about that, too, on the last episode.
It's very funny.
Absolutely. It is a great show. It's one of my favorites
of
all time.
Some of you listed Family Guy as your profession, and some of you listed The Family Guy as your profession.
Yeah. You can never go wrong with Peter Griffin. Stewie right. Gilligan Griffin. Great
funny.
Guy.
Right. Very
one of the terrific baby.
Right.
Terrific so, work.
But before we play our other clip from Third Rock from the Sun, I wanted to mention, you know, since it is raining outside, I'm curious. Remember we were talking about, we were at the outlets at Anthem, tree lighting, and we had on Salian Martinez last week, and she told us that they would be doing some ice carving today. So I wonder if that's still going on in the rain.
Ice carving where?
Oh, yeah.
At the outlets at Anthem. Remember that? We talked about it last week.
Yeah,
I remember.
You were
sitting right there. You asked all about it.
I love
that. Do you like the snow?
No.
No? Do you
not
like
really.
It? Do you like it when it's cold outside?
I like San Diego. Oh, yeah. I like it when it's cold outside. I like the snow.
You do?
I love the snow.
What do you do in the snow?
I play. I do sledding. Sledding.
Sledding?
And snowball fights.
Have you ever made a snow angel?
No, I haven't. But
I have.
You have
you
made
have?
A snow angel?
He makes snow devils. But
snow
I
devils?
Snow
oh,
angels.
Yeah. Devil's food cake. I love it. I love lamp.
Excellent. And do you have snowball fights?
I do. I put rocks in mine. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, we've done some snowball fights. Not much because it could be dangerous.
Well, if you know a snowball fight, you need...
soft snow.
No. You need Buddy the Elf on your side. If you have Buddy the Elf, you'll win Will any Ferrell. Snowball fight. Yeah. Absolutely.
No, snow is fun occasionally, like Flagstaff. And then we go to this restaurant called Black Bart's.
Yeah.
And good.
And, you know, how about that game where you sit on a big ice cube?
Oh, ice blocking.
Yeah. Have you ever done that, Dave?
No, I've melted it. My fanny was...
Well, actually, Dave, you weren't supposed to fart when you sat on there.
Yeah, we do that in San Diego. It's cool.
You do? Yeah. You
ice block.
San Diego.
Oh, how do you do it in San Diego? It doesn't snow there, does it?
You can do it out
you
here.
Buy the ice block, and then you use that to slide. Yeah. Wow. And as it's melting, it gets...
People do that out here, Dave.
Nice. Yeah. I didn't know that. Salt River tubing.
Okay. Right, Salt River. Yeah, 4 hours just floating on a tube. What does that mean? But yeah, the reason I bring all that up is because next Saturday's show will be our Frozen show, our snow show, in honor of the new animated adventure, Frozen.
Oh, nice. We're gonna be, after your duck.
We're going to be... interviewing someone who can tell us about the history of a snowman, and we're going to have on someone on behalf of Snowball.
History of a snowman?
Yes. Where do you have any idea where a snowman came from?
Snow, I think. Oh, yeah, Frosty. He was born in the early 1900s. Frosty the Snowman.
But you were.
No, Frosty.
You were, though.
No, Frosty.
Well, you were, too.
Frosty's.
Frosty's
been around.
Oh, you were alive in that midlife crisis.
Frosty's been around before JC. You know, he's one of the greats.
Why don't you sing that song?
You can't go wrong with Frosty.
No, we've actually got a song special on our Christmas special.
Yeah. Frosty the Snowman.
Yeah, okay. You'll see. I do all these things for a reason, by the way, when I bring things up.
You'll see. There is a method to your madness.
There is. But so we've talked about dysfunctional families. Now, our last clip from Third Rock from the Sun is all about something really special. Go ahead. Let's listen. Oh, Third Rock from the Sun, our last clip, number 3.
Another one of these big holidays sneak up on us.
Oh, don't worry, Lieutenant. After this one, there couldn't possibly be another one for months.
You know, after cooking that huge dinner tonight, I think I deserve a break.
What do you plan to do?
I think tomorrow I'm going to spend a nice, peaceful day at the mall.
I hear there's a sale.
Really? Goody.
There are a lot of sales. A
lot of good stuff.
Yes. So the day after Thanksgiving, best Black Friday deals. Yes. We've got best... You can go to breakradioshow.com, click on the big F in the upper right-hand corner.
Mm-hmm. And absolutely. You could see all the remotes coming up. And this segment, of course, is brought to you by North Mountain Brewing Company. And be sure to follow us there on Facebook so you can see when we're out there. It's the second Thursday of each month from 3 to 5. So be sure to visit North Mountain Brewing Company. And Candy and Robert doing just a fabulous job there. Great place to kick back.
Yes, a lot of fun.
I love it.
We always have fun wherever we go. So again, mm-hmm. stay tuned to breakradioshow.com. Click on the big F on the upper right-hand corner.
And Candy visited us at the Anthem Tree Lighting.
Yes.
That was nice.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And I've got some of the best Black Friday deals. This is my freak out of the year because you know how much I love Black Friday. I go places for the free stuff. Some of the great
deals.
There's
free stuff?
Well, there's free stuff some of the places. Now
I go for the people watching.
Yeah.
Yes, I love that as well. Now, Black Friday, again, starts on Thanksgiving this year. Kmart has always been open on Thanksgiving.
Not the one by
us.
It's
interesting.
Closed.
I was at the Arrowhead Mall the other day, and, they have Midnight Madness. And they're not talking about the mall in general, but strictly the Disney store in there.
Oh, yeah.
You said they're opening at 10. So that's even opening before the Midnight Madness stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And
crazy.
Because Michael's...
Get in there, chill with the Mickey Mouse.
Michael's, I mean, I don't know if Michael's is a traditional Black Friday place, but they open at 4 p.m. on Thanksgiving. There's going to be a 30% off coupon in the ad. I've seen all the ads.
Oh, how exciting.
Before everyone else, I've seen them. So that's not that hard to find them. They're just all over the internet. But anyway, Toys R Us has got some great deals. 5 p.m. on Thanksgiving. You go in there, you got some $4.99 DVDs, Beautiful Creatures. You like that movie?
Oh, I've met some.
Yeah, and at $9.99, there's some DVDs. Star Trek Into Darkness. You're going to want that one, aren't you?
Which one was that?
Star Trek Into Darkness, the new one.
I love it.
World War Z.
$9.99.
World War Z, Oblivion, G.I. Joe, Retaliation. There's some $9.99 Blu-rays of Jack the Giant Slayer.
Call now and 29 steak knives.
$11.99 DVDs, Planes, Monsters University. I haven't even seen Planes yet. I know that Greg saw
Planes.
What
about computers? Yes. I want to buy a computer.
Computers, let's see. Well, first of all, some of the hottest toys are at Toys R Us. They've got a Despicable Me Dancing Dave for $24.
Dancing Dave.
Do I dance, Trisha?
I'm trying.
Yeah, I don't dance.
Furby Boom. They got Furby Boom. That is supposed to be the biggest toy of the season. $29. And let's see, at Walmart, this is really cool. 6 p.m. on Thursday. All you have to do is be in the store between 6 p.m. and 7 p.m. and you get the price. If they run out, you can still get the price.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah, so there's no, like, you know, horrible lines. They've got a bunch of $9.96 Blu-rays. They got Skyfall, Oblivion, Epic, Internship. They got an LG Blu-ray player so you can play those Blu-rays. It's only $38.
Do they have health insurance?
Let's see. You wanted a laptop? HP laptop,
yes.
$278 only.
Well, how many gigs?
I don't know. You're gonna have to check out the ad.
That's pretty good, though, right? 276. Yeah.
And
yes.
You want an iPad Mini?
No.
16 GB iPad Mini, $299 with bonus $100 gift card. There's a 32-inch LED TV for $98 and a 60-inch Vizio LED TV for $688. Best Buy is gonna open at 6 p.m. on Thursday. They've got a bunch of $4.99 DVDs, Gangster Squad, $7.99 Blu-rays. You've got Pacific Rim, Evil Dead, The Conjuring, terrible movie. 42. They've got a 16 GB iPad for $299. They've got a Kindle Fire for $99. A Toshiba laptop, $349. That's pretty good,
this
right?
This is good. How about any Dell laptops?
I don't see any Dells. Let's see. Kmart, 7 p.m. on Thursday. They've got a bunch of deals. They got $799 DVDs, $999 DVDs, $999 Blu-rays as well. You can see Star Trek Into Darkness on Blu-ray for only $9.99.
You need a Blu-ray player, though.
Yeah. They've got a 42-inch RCA LED TV, $2.99. So Target,
What do you call these guys?
I'm so exciting. No,
an auctioneer. You sound like an auctioneer.
How about a 50-inch LED TV for only $229? That's pretty good.
50-inch for $229?
It's a Target.
They make these. They make some of these just for Black Friday.
Yes.
I got one at Walmart about 6 years ago. Excellent deal. Finally died on me.
In 14 minutes.
Target at 8 p.m.
Oh,
that's where you have to go get that.
Yes.
And finally, Sam's Club, 7 a.m. on Friday. They're waiting, and you can get breakfast at Sam's Club.
Ooh,
they're
going to
free breakfast.
How many times can you go back?
$8.98 Blu-rays. Turbo, great movie.
I want to know about the breakfast.
You'll have to. We're running out of time, but diamond earrings. Trisha wants some diamond earrings, $4.99. And a Keurig coffee maker. I love a Keurig coffee maker, $99. An HP touchscreen laptop. Touchscreen laptop for $4.99.
Wow, Mercedes, $125,000.
Okay. So we'll have more deals all on our Facebook page, breakradioshow.com. Click on the big F in the upper right-hand corner. I'm so excited, but I'm even more excited about the Dave's Random Enlightenment of the Week. It's all about Dave's very dysfunctional family holiday gatherings.
All right.
Pre-Trisha.
Did you have a lot of family members there?
My brother did, remember? He went.
What?
Yeah.
Huh?
I don't even know what you're talking
older
about.
Older brother Jeff.
Who is that?
I have no idea.
His uncle. He has no idea who his uncle is.
I was just curious, like the Isaacs, they're not like an angry clan when they get together for holidays and stuff like that?
No. Very nice. I don't drink, so.
Any fights?
Oh, yeah. I think I got attacked because I got this huge rash on both feet and my legs. Look, I got a ring here.
Wow.
And a ring on my neck.
It was sort of like when Jason took Manhattan when he got on that ship and, you know, they were running from him.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have food everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Really? And the pipe burst and it flooded. Water everywhere.
It wasn't the sewage line.
People are getting tortured. People are getting whipped. There's, you know, their backs are raw meat. They whip them terribly. The bloody pulp.
That was fantastic. Ever seen that stuff?
Never.
Eric, have you seen it?
Maybe. I don't remember.
Yeah, it's really cool. And we got a round of applause. So I thought we won. Like,
sounds like a scary place.
People that feel inferior, insecure, and they have to put people down to feel good, that's a problem. I mean, this is just intolerable. It should never happen. It did happen, and it should let it be a lesson. This cannot be tolerated ever, ever, ever. Harry, beat his chest.
Yes, whatever you say, Dave.
Gotta defeat. Exactly. Thank you, Eric. I knew he'd know that.
So very exciting.
Oh, wow.
Can't wait to see your holiday gathering. I'm sure that you'll have a lot to share with us.
Wow, that was fantastic.
You'll have to calm everything down if people are getting whipped and stuff like that. So
what happens in the privacy of your own home stays.
What happens at Isaac stays at Isaac.
Well, the song that's going to take us out of Breakthrough Entertainment is from Family Stone, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, sung by Judy Garland. Great, great Christmas movie, dysfunctional family movie. Rachel McAdams plays an uptight, conservative businesswoman who accompanies her boyfriend to his eccentric and outgoing family's annual Christmas celebration and finds that she's a fish out of water in their free-spirited way of life. Claire Danes, Diane Keaton, Dermot Mulroney, Craig T. Nelson, Sarah Jessica Parker, and Luke Wilson also star.
Excellent. So that wraps it up, right?
That wraps it up. So, you know, go out there and get some of these Black Friday deals. I'm so excited.
And thank you to our guests who were James Lee, Filmstock Film Festival, and Marie Dubuque, certified life coach. And that was great. I enjoyed both of those discussions. Judy Garland, The Wizard of Oz.
A free Mickey Mouse snow globe at JCPenney, 4 a.m. on Friday.
Any computers?
I'm sure they've got to have them. They have a Bed Bath & Beyond, 20% off, coupon at the door.
Wow, free food at
Frozen's going to love this. Free pet antlers at Petco.
Wait, do you need a Sam's Club card to get the free food?
I don't know.
I don't have a Sam's Club. Do you have one?
I have one.
Yay,
you guys
food.
Are
going
free food. Everyone's
free food on us.
At Isaac's.
Isaac's. No, not there.
People
at Sam's
are getting
Club.
Whipped.
We know some. All right, well, everyone, stay tuned for a real hockey talk coming right up at 12 o'clock. Breakthrough Sports, 1 o'clock. Go Coyotes tonight. See you in a few minutes.